Ramos putting it in to Caligiuri. Beats the first man. A left-footed shot. Paul Caligiuri has scored a goal. The USA lead 1-0.
My passion is to rid this great nation of America of soccer. I'm never going to rest. Never going to tire. I'm trying to show the rest of my fellow citizens that this is a waste of our time, energy, and resources.
What letter does socialism start with? S. What letter does Satan start with? S. What letter does soccer start with? I'm going to give you a great big yes on that one. Do you think this is some kind of coincidence or something?
Podcasts. There are a million of them, and they're all amazing.
4 to 6 weeks. That's the estimation that the Don gave us for news on a new expansion team. Being that MLS supporters aren't stupid or quick to jump the gun, it didn't take us very long to figure that 2 plus 2 equaled New York City. Now, it's not the Cosmos, it's someone else. Everyone is pretty sure that it's going to be Manchester City coming in and dipping their big toe into MLS's biggest market. And why not? After all, every other time that we've had a team from another league come in and work with MLS, it's worked out really well. Right, Chivas USA? Anyway, I get that having a team in New York City proper is Don Garber and MLS's wet dream. They want to have that team because obviously if you put a team in New York City, it's going to immediately be successful. They're going to draw in Cristiano Ronaldo. They're going to draw in Lionel Messi. They're going to draw in every single big-time player in the world to play in MLS under the salary cap. Okay, probably not. The idea is MLS is going to do this whether we want them to or not. They have no problem ignoring the Southeast for a few more years. MLS is going to do it. There's no question about it. However, we have to look at what Don Garber said. He said there'd be news in 4 to 6 weeks. He didn't say that a franchise would be granted in 4 to 6 weeks. Now, with all the problems that Orlando City is having right now financing a stadium, it's pretty obvious that the Southeast is not on the market yet. Because no other team in the Southeast has expressed the interest that Phil Rollins and Orlando City have expressed towards coming into MLS. It could be a long time before we see that Southeastern hole filled. MLS wants New York City too, even if MLS supporters don't. It's going to happen. It's time to stop whining about it. Truthfully, I just want to see the Band-Aid torn off, because I can't tell them that they failed until they try it. You can only yell and scream and tweet that your league is doing something stupid for so long until you just have to let them make a mistake. Who cares? If they're gonna do it, they're gonna do it. If it fails like Chivas, then it fails like Chivas. If it's a success, everyone's going to look stupid. Except for Don Garber. This is the Mind of Abram, coming to you on the All-American Soccer Podcast. Sort of. Speaking of the All-American Soccer Podcast, be on the lookout on Tuesday when me and Hank get back together to discuss all things American soccer. That's right, everybody. The band's getting back together.